Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And now we're going to be chatting about epilepsy. It's one of those words that we hear a lot of, but what are the symptoms and what's Purple Day? So we thought we'd get our CEO, Carol Ireland, on the phone. And she is certainly not sitting on an island. She's heavily in the thick of all the organising and getting ready for this wonderful day called Purple Day. Welcome to the program, Carol.
Hi, Ben. Certainly not sitting on an island.
Not on an island. Now, epilepsy, can you just run us through what are some of the things that you might look out for and how you get diagnosed for this first?
Look, epilepsy is a very complex condition. It's a seizure disorder and it can affect anyone at any time. So it doesn't matter what age, you can actually have a diagnosis of epilepsy. It's quite complex, though, because there are so many different kinds of seizures and about 40, and they range from the ones that most people know and are portrayed in the media, you know, where people literally fall down, lose consciousness, shake, and so on. But then there are more subtle forms where people, they're called absent seizures. People kind of blank out for a little period of time. Or there are others where the person's not aware of what they're doing, but they appear to be chewing and mumbling and, you know, making fidgety movements. It's just such a complex condition.
Is it like, does it have a symptom like a heart attack, or there's no pain, or is there pain? I'm not sure.
It's not pain so much. It varies from person to person. Some people actually get some sort of a warning. You know, they might get an aura, feeling. It might be a feeling in their tummy. You know, they're just feeling a little unwell.
Yep.
So some people will know there's a seizure coming on.
Yep.
Others won't. They'll have no idea whatsoever. And, you know, while the seizure itself wouldn't be seen to be, painful, if you can think about, particularly in some of those convulsive seizures afterwards, the person's exhausted. You know, they're actually really tired, they're exhausted, they're disoriented.
Now, in terms of, like, numbers and stats, does it affect more younger people, or is it one of those things that it just can affect everybody?
It can affect everybody, but if you were to chart the incidence, it's actually higher in the very young and the elderly.
Right, okay.
So certainly children and the elderly.
Right.
Is where the highest peaks are in the incidence. But, you know, another condition or an accident, you know, bump to the head or something, at any time in life you could be diagnosed.
Okay. Now, in terms of if you were thinking you might have this, how do you get diagnosed? Do you go to your local GP first and they do tests and...
You would start with your GP, but diagnosis is very often done by a neurologist.
Right.
We would often say, you know, your neurologist is the person to speak to and perhaps even be referred to a specialist epileptologist.
Right.
And those people tend to be at the major hospitals, you know, where you have epilepsy clinics and neurology clinics, and they're the ones who really know about all the different syndromes. As I said, there are just so many forms of epilepsy that it's quite tricky for diagnosis.
Now, Purple Day's coming up. What's that all about?
Well, it's about raising awareness first and foremost, Ben. The size of the condition in Australia and worldwide is extraordinary. It's estimated that some 50 million people worldwide have epilepsy at any given time. So, you know, it's really a big problem. In Australia, probably around 800,000 people will be diagnosed at some stage in life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a small thing. And yet what we find is the awareness of epilepsy is still quite low. And the World Health Organization tells us that there's probably no condition more neglected in terms of awareness and funding and so on. And very, very importantly, there's actually still some social stigma and misconception associated with epilepsy, which really makes it difficult, you know, for people that have the condition. So Purple Day is about trying to raise awareness and just have it as a conversation that people know that epilepsy exists and try to get some accurate messages out into the community about what it is and how to help.
There you have it. And, of course, for more details, you can get behind this great cause. Just go to their telephone number, 1300 37 45 37. And get behind the wonderful Purple Day for epilepsy. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.